In this solo episode of Meltdown to Mastery, I'm going to take you on a riveting journey into the realm of the subconscious mind, discovering how this powerful mental force, designed to protect us, records everything we experience through our senses, including the background details. From childhood programming to the formation of emotional circuits, we delve into the fascinating world of subconscious triggers, uncovering how these subtle cues can unexpectedly influence our reactions and our relationships, often leading us down intriguing and sometimes perplexing paths. Join me as we unravel the intricate connection between the subconscious and automatic mind, and learn how to navigate these hidden depths toward greater self-awareness and mastery of ourselves. Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. Welcome to a solo episode of Meltdown to Mastery. I'm your host, Jane Marquis, ND. Today, we're diving deep into the incredible world of the subconscious mind, a powerhouse of information and programming that often operates beneath our awareness. Join me on this journey as we uncover how the subconscious mind is meant to protect us, but how sometimes it can lead us down unexpected paths when we're unaware. The subconscious mind is like an intricate recording device, capturing everything we experience through our five senses. But here's the twist. It doesn't just record what we consciously focus on. It records everything, including the background noises and details that we're often unaware of. This feature of our subconscious serves us well in times of danger, allowing us to react quickly, even faster than our conscious mind can process. And it served us well hundreds of years ago, or even 100 years ago when we had to escape a tiger. But today, when it overrides our conscious mind, it can lead us to unexpected reactions. Our programming begins early, from birth to around age 7. Think about how we learn what an apple is. We first take in its appearance, size, the texture of its skin, how it feels in our hand as we mold and play with it, and then even how it tastes. As adults, we recognize an apple in a glance, but as children, we needed to build this comprehensive understanding of each object around us. If we repeatedly experience a strong emotional reaction in a certain context, it can create a circuit in our brain. This circuit can later trigger an unconscious response, even if the situation no longer makes sense or serves us. Traumatic events in particular can embed these circuits deep within the subconscious as a way of protecting us from future harm. What's fascinating is that these triggers can be quite subtle and unexpected. They might come from something we see, smell, or feel, even in the background during the formation of these circuits, and can be triggered by the same thing in the background. For example, if there was a color of a coat hanging on a hook at a traumatic event's location, say it was red and it was rubbery, like a raincoat, this texture or color could later trigger us, evoking the same emotional response as it did when the event was happening before. This is very similar to Pavlov's dog experiment, where we react to the trigger as if it's happening in the moment without conscious thought. And again, that subconscious reaction will be faster than we can override it with our conscious thought. Recognizing when we've been triggered can help us regain control with our conscious mind, but often it's in hindsight because it's already happened and we're left wondering, what the heck was that? Let's delve deeper into the automatic mind, the part of our consciousness responsible for countless automatic bodily functions, from heartbeats to digestion.
These systems operate in automatic pilot, and consciously overriding them is nearly impossible, which is a good thing because we'd be overwhelmed if we had to think about them constantly. The thing is, the automatic mind and the subconscious mind are closely intertwined, so that a reaction to something like the color green, for instance, can trigger a physical response like hives or an emotional response to a feeling of alone and abandoned, even when nothing of the sort has happened in our present reality. Imagine you were a child that was left in their crib, often crying, and there were green and purple stripes painted on the walls. I'll just leave it at that for simplicity. But the feeling of alone and abandoned is attached not only to everything else in the room and possibly to the mother, right, which would make sense, but to the green and purple stripes. So later in life, say at the age of 6 or 7, we might actually develop an allergic reaction to this color green, which could translate into a reaction to an apple that gives us hives. And we would have no realization that it's connected to the purple and green stripes when we were a child. Similarly, the color green could bring up that emotion of alone and abandonment when we're a teenager with a new boyfriend. We might just see the color green and suddenly go into those feelings, attaching it to him when there's no real reason for us to do so. So it can really confuse us in the future. And it's important to link how these subconscious triggers can actually affect our health. So imagine if the color green made you feel abandoned by your partner, prompting an irrational fight or flight response. It's a vivid example of how these subconscious triggers can sabotage relationships or even cause these allergic reactions to seemingly innocuous things. Understanding how they shape our reactions and relationships is a crucial step toward mastery over our lives. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the depths of our mind. Stay tuned for more enlightening episodes on Meltdown to Mastery, where we unravel the mysteries of the human experience and learn to master them. If you've enjoyed the information in this episode, share it with someone you care about and know will benefit. There's one thing for certain: meltdowns are inevitable. Let's move into mastery together. In the show notes, you'll find my Linktree, which has links to many of the most popular platforms. You'll also find links to connect to the featured guest, webpage, and social media. Thanks again for being committed to mastery. Change in this world really starts within each of us.